Stage Show. It's time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Michael. I want to start in WA today and a sudden change in leadership at Black Swan State Theatre Company. It was announced at the end of last week that the company's executive director, Natalie Jenkins, would be replaced with a current board member, Danielle Norrish. Now, this was a real surprise. People here in WA are pretty surprised by this. Natalie Jenkins has been in the role since 2014. She was contracted until the end of the year. And in a statement, the chairwoman of the Black Swan State Theatre Company, Nicola Forrest, thanked Natalie Jenkins for her effort in the role and said now is a good time for Black Swan to start the transition to new leadership as the company embarks on the next phase of its journey.
Well, that's a completely opaque statement, which tells you absolutely nothing. So, what do we know about the new executive director, Danielle Norrish?
Well, she's a former advertising executive. She's also worked at the Communications Council. She hasn't had any previous experience running a major performing arts organisation. But as I mentioned earlier, she has been on the Black Swan board for the last couple of months. In a statement, she says she's honoured to be stepping into the role. And I should mention she's going to have some help for a while because Natalie Jenkins will actually stay at Black Swan for the rest of the year, reporting to Danielle Norrish during this transition.
Now, in other news, there's a huge new theatre coming to Brisbane.
This is exciting. The winning design has been unveiled for the planned new theatre on the South Bank there in Brisbane. It's going to cost $150 million. $125 million of that is coming from the Queensland government. And here's the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, making the announcement last week.
It will be able to really complement the existing infrastructure that's there. But at the end of the day, this fifth theatre will make QPAC the largest performing complex in Australia.
So I'll give you a bit of detail on the new theatre. It's going to seat 1,500 people. It'll be part of the Queensland Performing Arts Complex, as the Premier said there, at the corner of Russell and Grey Streets in Brisbane. It's going to be designed by a local architecture firm, Blight Rayner, along with the international designer, Snow Hetta. And from the outside, Michael, it's almost all glass. You can see right through to a huge foyer. There's a photo on the Stage Show website. The theatre auditorium itself will have just one balcony, which the architects say will enhance the viewing experience for the audience. It's expected to host about 260 performances a year, which is huge. And Professor Peter Coldrake, he's the chair of QPAC, he says there's a great need for a theatre of this size.
We're about 1.5 million patrons now with very high occupancy for performances. But if you look at what's happened in the last 5 years, 5 years, or 8 years ago, we weren't bringing a Bolshoi Ballet to Brisbane and Queensland in I might say, an exclusive season for Australia. We weren't bringing La Scala Ballet. So there is a big opportunity here in developing not only the artists, but developing the industry. So we actually are sure that we'll be meeting and anticipating demand, and when we're not satisfied to simply put on shows that have been elsewhere, we actually want to take the initiative and bring our own shows, bring shows in ourselves, but also grow the industry here and grow the talent base here. So we're literally bursting at the seams now, and that was a critical part of the case we put when we sought the funding.
Peter Coldrake there, the chair of QPAC. So this is a massive building, Claire. When are they going to start work?
Construction starts next year and the theatre is due to be completed and ready to bring up its first curtain in 2022, Michael.
Now, finally, one of my favourite movies is going to be put on stage.
I'm glad it's one of your favourites. It's mine too. We have another musical inspired by this 80s hit.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
So that is, of course, Marty McFly in the 1985 film Back to the Future. And there has been talk of a musical adaptation of this film for such a long time, Michael, and it seems now it's finally getting off the ground. The show is going to open in Manchester in the UK next year before transferring to the West End. And I think you'll be excited to know that a lot of the original team involved is going to be involved in this production. So Bob Gale, who created the movie with Robert Zemeckis, has written the book for the new show. Well, the music is by Alan Silvestri, who wrote that wonderful score. And I thought, Michael, maybe we should bring it home with a little bit of that wonderful music.
Claire Nichols there, disappearing into another dimension. But don't worry, she'll be back in your part of the universe for Arts News tomorrow.